نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Among the various ayahs Allah SWT made mention of, one of them being أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This ayah assists us in realizing that two people may have the same education, or one may be educated, one may not be educated. One may be not so good looking, the other one may be good looking. But Allah says, I distribute wealth. You may be more educated, but the one that is less educated, if I feel that he is more deserving or she is more deserving of that wealth, I will give it to them. You may think you have more looks and therefore you are entitled to a certain type of partner and certain type of wealth as a result of that. Allah says, no, I will give and distribute in any form I wish. So Allah says simply, do you think that they are the ones that distribute prophethood? They are the ones that distribute wealth? They are the ones that distribute this life as it is? Allah says, undoubtedly, that is not the case. Likewise, the ayah mentions very beautifully, it is not them that also gives position. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives position. There are many scholars, sometimes even they are not very educated. The one that is less educated than them go to the one that is more educated, or sometimes the one that is more educated definitely goes to the one that is less educated, and Allah inspires the one that is less educated to say such things that the one that has more education takes from them. So Allah says, all this here shouldn't impress you too much. It is me that distributes, it is me that shares, it is me that presents, it is me that gives, and I do it in the way that I wish to do it, and it is your duty to accept however I distribute, whatever it may be. Thereafter Allah SWT says, وَلَوْلَا أَيَّكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. In other words, if I wanted humankind to be one, everybody one religion, one race, one nationality, whatever it is, Allah says, if I wanted that, I could have made that. Not only he says that, he says, أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ. I could have made them one nation, and not only one nation, but we could have also made it such that their roofs, لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقَفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ, that as far as their roofs are concerned, it would have been out of silver. As far as silver and gold is concerned, Allah says, I would have given them that and beyond. I could have given them silver roofs, walls made out of gold, you name it, I could have given it to them. And they could have enjoyed life to such a point where you as a believer will say, how come these people have such luxury? Just like in today's time, many people clearly say, I've heard many people say this, why must I be a Muslim? Look at me, I'm a Muslim, I can't get the job. When I go there with a certain outfit, they turn me away. When I go, when I give my name as a Muslim, they don't give me a job, or they don't accept me in a certain program. We have all these excuses. Allah says, you think you could have these excuses? I could have given you even more excuses, where you could have said, they have everything and beyond. But Allah is making the following again known to us, that I distribute, and a day will come when you'll say, oh Allah, I thank you for giving me less, because if you gave me more, I would have been more destroyed with my iman. Understand full well, my brothers, majority of us, if you look, for example, how many Muslims in Utah? Some claim 25, some claim 50,000, some claim 35,000, whatever the claim is. How many do you see, forget for the Taraweeh prayers, how many do you see for the Jummah Salah? Very, very few in comparison. Take all the masjids together, I don't think there are more than 2,000 or 3,000 people that go for the Jummah Salah. This is before we are given houses of gold. This is before all of us can have the best of cars. This is before we can have the best of finances, the best of everything. Can you imagine if we don't have the best and we can't worship Allah and we take our excuses? What if we had the best, what would have happened to our iman? That's what Allah SWT is trying to say, that you don't have much, you are dependent on me, you have to worry about paying your taxes, you have to worry about all these various things out there, and you still don't come to worship. What happens if I gave you everything? Then that little bit that you even have of iman, even that too will have been gone. So Allah SWT is saying, if I wanted, I could have made you one nation. I could have made you so wealthy, you would have only seen money upon money, 25 million, 50 million each turn. But Allah says, no, 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 I saved your iman by not giving you that type of luxury. Thereafter Allah says somewhere else, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You want this, you want that, you want everything. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whether you have this or whether you don't have that, irrelevant. Everything has always belonged to Allah, belongs to Allah, and will always belong to Allah, whether it's the earth, whether it's the sky. You and I are servants of Allah, and we have to understand, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Understand full well, Allah gave you life, Allah gave you death, Allah will bring you back to life. Once He has given you death, He will bring you all together. Understand, Qiyamah is a reality, and there is no doubt regarding that. It will take place, it will happen, and you will be accountable, I will be accountable. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very beautifully that understand the reality of this world, understand that whatever is in this world is because Allah has given you trinkets of it, accept it as a trinket. A trinket is, you know, they say people give their partners a trinket just to impress them, make them feel nice. Here's a little trinket. They go to the store, they buy something $15. The cost of that in China is 29 cents. They bring it, they give it to her, they wrap it up nicely, she smiles. Same way, the world is a trinket. It is absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. And what is something is the realization that all of us will be resurrected and will brought back your life into question. And of course, the surah is called Jathiyah. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. Allah says, you will see every nation. Every nation will be kneeling before Allah. In this world, I can't kneel. I don't want to. You know, there was a fellow, I remember once. I said, why don't you make salah properly? You know, you seem to be a fit guy. He says, Imam, you know my pants? I get my pants from Nordstrom's. It was the wool pants. You know, they have that wool blend, whatever it is. He says, I paid $300 for this pants. I perform salah, that's good enough. But if I go down, there'll be a patch right over here. Slowly it'll start. He says, look at that man over there. Look at that man over there. He has a patch on his knees. He says, Imam, no, 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 no. This pants is too expensive for that. When I'm wearing athletic clothes, then I can go down in ruku and sujood. But otherwise, it's not for us to sort of do that way. I can also perform salah on the chair. He didn't want to kneel down because why? He didn't want to damage that knee pad or that knee or that part of that knee that had his pants on it. That is why you'll notice many people when they go down in sujood, what they do? They pick up their pants a little bit, some of them. And you ask them why? Because they don't want, you ever saw that? I saw that happening. You can't ask people if they saw it, because everybody will say, no, they didn't see it. But nobody wants to acknowledge they have done that. I know I did it when I was a kid. You know, you want to save that pants as long as you can. I mean, you paid, it's a brand name. You know, you don't realize it's made somewhere in a foreign country anyway for cheap labor. But regardless, that's how we all are. So Allah says, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. As far as the day is concerned, each individual will go down kneeling. Whether they wanted to kneel or they did not want to kneel in this world, Allah says they will go down kneeling, and every nation will be called towards their book. Were you given a book? Were you not given a book? Did you follow that book? Did you not follow the book? That is why in the Quran, in Al-Haqqa, we learn something very beautiful. The people, see, it's not an issue of whether I believe in the Quran or not. It's an issue of whether I followed the Quran. So if you have followed the Quran, Allah will give you your book and your good deeds in your right hand. And even though you believed in the Quran, but you refused to follow it, then you'll be given the book in your left hand. That's what Allah is saying. Every nation will be called. And those that followed the Prophet, immediately they'll be given Jannah. And those that rejected, whether they were Jews, whether they were Christians, whoever they may have been, Muslims as well, then according to that, they will be punished. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that when we go down kneeling, inshallah, on that given day, before the master of all masters, we will be able to go down kneeling in a manner that is with ease, because it comes other places in the Quran. My brothers, listen to this one final point. Many people, many Muslims, will not be able to make ruku, will not be able to make sujood, will not be able to go down on the knees, because in this world, they were too busy doing other things. They did not want to go down. On that day, it will be as if their back is breaking. Their back is breaking. So whether you go down in sujood or not in this world, let's say for example, a person can't go down sujood because he has back problems, knee problems, whatever it is. But he performs his salah on time in the proper manner. On that day, he will be able to do ruku and sujood better than majority of us. And the rest of us, we may fool the people by doing ruku and sujood in this world, but if we are not sincere, we're not doing it consistently, we are playing around with religion, then on that day, kneeling, ruku and sujood will be a very, very difficult thing. If there's anything we take for our children today, mention this aspect of kneeling, prostration and sujood to them. Save our children from that day of embarrassment. Inshallah, if we took that seriously, then Allah will help us in this world as well as in the hereafter. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhada wa alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.